Yeah, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, starting the Mishnah. Shchotoi, the paying bottle shechted now the pole. The kibel be mizrek as domoi, and he made kabbalah. There's a machlekes achoinim. If by this pole there was the same anhoge as there was by the Tomid. By the Tomid we had learned that the Kohen Gadol did not make a complete shchita on the Tomid. He only made the minimum hechsher shchita. Then a mirik acher al yodai, someone was goymer the shchita in order to enable the Kohen Gadol to make the kabbalah. The Taisvus Yontef and the Gvura Sari say that even though the Mishnah mentions this by the Tomid, that was the first Kolben, but who had been by all other Kolbonis, he only made the minimum Shchite and then the Mirikacha al Yodai in order to enable the Kohen Gadol to make the Kabbalah, which was only Kosher Yidei Kohen Gadol. And Yesh Seidel Mishnah, he wants to say, Amore de Kechidish. Rashi in the Mishnah says, Umirik Acha al Yodai. So Rashi says in the Mishnah that it was a Kohen. That a Kohen was Goymer de Shchite by the Tomid. So the Yeshayd de la Mishnah asks, L'chair, it's very difficult to understand why do you need a Kohen. The Pshat in the Mishnah is that the Hersha Shchite was done through the Kohen Gadol. So the Gmar HaShchite, there was no, the whole purpose was it should, make that there should, more dam should come out, that one should be able, they should be able to kai mitzvahs kabbalah sadam, with the oifen ayyase mahuda, but there was no aveda whatsoever. So why does Rashi say in the Mishnah, umirik acher al yodei, Rashi says Kohen acher. The Seder Mishnah wants to say that there's a different problem here. There's a problem of Chilul Yom HaKippurim. He brings a Gemara Masechtas Yevamos. Upon the one man, the Yama seems to hold like this, that if a Zor will shecht a Kolben Tzibur in Shabbos, so even though there's no psul of Zorus, because Shchit is not an Avoide, Shchit is kosher bezor, but there will be a psu, there will be an Isser of Chilul Shabbos. Shabbos was only Hutra on the Beis HaMikdash for Kahanim. It wasn't Hutra for Zorim. So even though in Hilchas Avoide, Zor is also kosher Lishchit, but there's no Heter for Zor to Shecht on Shabbos. So he wants to say, the same halacha applies by the Kolbonis from Yom Kippur. By the Tomid, since Me'ikar Adin, a Kohen could shecht Me'ikar Adin, a Kohen Hedyot could also shecht the Tomid, brings down Tosfos only Midarabbonon. They wanted that the Kohen Gadol should shecht the Tomid, since it's not me'avodes hayoyim. So be'etzim shchites ha'tomid was hutra eitzol kahanim. Because mikra din ha'kohen hedyot kid shecht, it was hutra for kahanim, just like a whole year. Shabbos, so it's hutra eitzol kahanim. So the Tomid of Yom HaKippurim is also hutra eitzol kahanim. The Rabbanon, they wanted that the Kohen Gadol should shecht. About the heter of Chilul Yom HaKippurim was given to Kahanim, since Me'ikar Adin, it's kosher, it's Me'ikar Adin Kahanim allowed to shecht, so it's Hutra Eitzel Kahanim. So therefore they could make the Gemar Shrit. That's what Rashi says, Mire Kohen Ach Al Yodai, not als Hechsher, you don't need, not accomplishing anything, but for Kohen is Hutra Shritas HaTomit. Masha'en came, the Parsha Kohen Gadol, the Parsha Kohen Gadol wasn't Hutra Eitzel Kahanim, it was only Hutra for the Kohen Gadol. he seems to be saying, Afilu, we hold that Shchitas Parish al Kohen Gadol's Kshere Bezor, that means in the Hechsher HaKorban, Shchitas Tomid in Shabbos is also Kosher Bezor, but the Zor be a Machal of Shabbos. So here also, there was only Hutra for the Kohen Gadol to Shecht his par. So Memele, so here they couldn't afford this anhoge that the Kohen Gadol should only be Shechet the minimum amount of Hechsher Simonim, and then later a Kohen Acher should be Mirik al Yodi. That's why here the Mishnah Bedavki says Shchata, he Shechted it. No one else was Messiah. The Kibil b'Mizrak as Domei, the Kohen Gadol made Kabbalah. The Noisne Lemishu Memaris Boy Al Horevet Arevi Shebehechel. And there was someone that was standing on the fourth row of marble tavlois in the base of Mikdosh. So there was someone standing on the fourth row, Shebe Eichel. Pashtus would mean the fourth row from the Pesach Eichel inside the Eichel. And this person was mixing the dam, Kedei Shelo Yikroish, that the dam shouldn't coagulate. Not all Machta, because the Kohen Gadol was not permitted after the Shechita to, it's not yet the Zman of the Hazoya, of Bein Abadim. He had to first make the Haktorah Bifnim, and then later he made he was made Azoya. Notal Machta va'ola l'roish ha-mizbeach u'pona opina gecholem eilach v'eilach v'choyse min ha-mukolois ha-pnimiois v'yorad v'inicha al-roivet ha-revii she-bazoret. Then he went and took from the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, Mizbeach HaChitzayin, he went and took Gecholim. Now, by us it says, the Girsa min HaMukolois HaPnimiyois, and on the side, the Tzugetzeich and Taisvus and Zvochim Dav Samach Dalet, Taisvus says, we're not Geiris min HaMukolois HaPnimiyois. There's a Mishnah that says that the Kohen took from the Mukolois HaPnimiyois, so Taisvus says, well, that Mishnah is speaking about the Haromas HaDeshem. The Mu'ukolois HaPnimiyois had a shame Deshen on themselves already. So for Tumas HaDeshem, one should take the Mu'ukolois HaPnimiyois. But by Yom HaKippurim, Taisu says, in the Keteres of Kol HaShone, Be'inon Gecholim Davke. So the Post says, V'lokach Meloi HaMachto Gachalei Eish. You need Gecholim, not Deshen. So Memele, so it couldn't be Minamo Koleis Apnimiyes. Bekitzer, he took Gecholim. V'yorad v'inicho al harivet harivi shebazore. And he put this on the fourth row in the Azore. We'll come to the Gemara, we'll see exactly where this was. V'chol yoim ha'yachoyse b'shal kesef. During the year, When the Kohen made Haktoreh, the Haktoreh and the Heichel, so they took off Gecholim from the Mizbeach HaChitzein with Amachta Shel Kesef, Uma'are B'soich Shel Zov. And then he poured this into a Machta Shel Zov, and he brought in this Machta Shel Zov on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. It was Machtek Teres in the Hegel on this Machtek Shalzov. Vahayoyim, b'yem HaKippurim, choyse b'shalzov, uboho yomachnes. There were not two Machtes. The same Machta that he was choyse with, that he shoveled out the Gecholim, he brought in to the Kodesh Kadoshim. B'chol yoyim, choyse b'shal arbas kabin. He, not only were the two machtes, but there were two different sizes. He was choyse b'shel arbas kabim, umare l'soich shloishes kabim. And he poured it into machta that held shloishes katan. We mentioned before, the pasuk says, v'lokach meloi ha-machta gach le-yesh. You had a machta which was meloi ha-machta, and it should be gach le-yesh. So, the Migdash David says that the shir was, there was a shir taka of meloi ha-machta of gimel kabim. This was a shir that was nimsa. That's what the Migdash David wants to say. It was a shir nir ha-machta of, a meloi ha-machta, a machta of gimel kabim, gach le-yesh. So they went and they took a machta of dalet kabim. And they poured this into the machta of gimel kabim. Now what happened? So the Miri says, "V'nimtza kav shel gecholim mispaza." So then there was another. They're pouring this in. So v'shteitzach, if it can only hold gimel kabim, so there was a kav of gecholim that was mispaza and went on the ground. For you mechabdim oisei kav la'amo, ratzoloi mesilin shebazor ayetzil nachal kidrei. Now we had kahanim walking barefoot in the Beis Hamikdash, so it was very dangerous that there should be hot coals on the Ritzpeh. So they used to take the, they used to sweep it out into the Nachal, the Amo, Ayetzel, and Nachal Kidre. That was the Seder. I saw the Sharem Etzion and Baloch is Ma'ira. Why take, did they take take a dalet kabim? L'chere they were goyrim l'kibui eish al mizbeach. L'chere there's an issa to be mechaba an eish al mizbeach. V'impinu oisam tekef la'ama hava l'kibu b'yadayim. It's more what the heter was. And Malkaponim, that's what used to be done during the year. V'hayoyim choyse b'shloyshe kabim, ubo hoyo machnes. Here, he was choyse b'shloyshe kabim. And again, this was out, chulshe de koyin godel. So, memele, in order to avoid extra work, so the same machte that he was choyse with, he brought in. Rab Yosi oimer b'chol yoyim choyse b'shel so, Umare b'soich shloisha kabim. Rabbi Yossi says that Asor is six kabim. It wasn't four kabim. They used to be choyse with Asor of six kabim. And they used to pour in, and back out, and three kabim used to be in the spazer al horetz. V'hayoyim choyse b'shloisha kabim, ubo yamachnes. The Gvura Sari assumes that we'll learn soon other halachas also. There was a difference in the machte of Kohen Gadol than the B'yom HaKippurim than the machte during the whole year. And the reason is because of chulshe de Kohen Gadol. So the Gvura Sari tain is that since that is the reason, so l'chayre there was in B'yom HaKippurim there were two haktaras. Actually, there were three actors. There was the pras b'shachis, the pras bein abayim of the actor in the eichel, which was done a whole year, and then there was the leichofnov that wasn't the kodesh kadoshim. So the gvura sari tain is that if the cheshben is als chulshe the kohen gadol, so memele in all the actors you had to be nizer that. It should be the same machte, and it should be shloisha kabim, and the other tnoim later. I mean, we're working with chulshe de kohen gadol. That's what the gvura sari tain is. The Mikdash David brings down a tesefte. The tesefte says klar that in Yom Kippur, during the year in Yom Kippur, when they made the k'tayres in the heichel, the k'tayres was done through two kohanim. One kohen brought in a machta on the mizbeach hazav, and the kohen who was the one that was zeichet to the aktore, he brought in a kaf of k'tayres, and he was machter it. But the Avodas HaKtoiris was all the time with two Kehanim. The Ktoiris and Kodesh Kadoshim, the Kai Godel went in with a Macht in one hand and a Kaf in the other hand. So he brings down a Tesefte, but the Ktoiris of the Hechel, you needed the Kohen Gadol to make the Haktorah. But the Havos HaMachta in the Hechel, you didn't need a Kohen Gadol. The Sefta says klar, that in Yom HaKippurim Gufe, the Haktorah in the Hechel, there were two Kahanim. There was the Kohen Gadol who brought in the Kaf of Ktoiris, and there was a Kohen Hedyet that brought in the Machta. So Memela, so he says, so all these Tanoim, the special types of machta was only, the special type of machta was only used in the Haktor in Kodesh Kadoshim, because there the Kohen Gadol had to do everything by himself. So Memela, so there they were Chayesh Lechush in the Kohen Gadol. Masha Ein Kain, by the other Haktor, the Pras Peshach is the Pras Bein Raboim, you didn't need the Kohen Gadol. There was a Kohen Hedyet that brought in a machta into the Hechel. So Memela, so why do you have to change the Seder? So, the Maisa, that was the normal Machte, and they brought it over, and they were Marin, Faza, Zayvaita. That's what the Mikdash David Tain is. B'chol Yoin Hoysa Kveido. During the year, it was a heavy Machte. V'hayoyim Kalo. Yom Kippur was a light Machte. B'chol Yoin Hoysa Yodo Ketzoro. During the year, it had a small handle, the machte. V'hayoyim arucho. B'chol yoyim hoiso zava yorek. It was a yellowish type of gold. V'hayoyim odoyim. And the Yom Kippur was a mochosheva gold. Divrei Rav Menachem. B'chol yoyim makriv pras b'shachis u'pras b'en ha'boyim. That was the haktore. Chatzi mona baboyken, chatzi mona ba'ere, v'hayoyim moisif meloi chofnot. V'chol yoyim oiso daka, the ktoiris that they were makta was daka, v'hayoyim daka min hadaka. That means the ktoiris that they were makta in Kodesh Kadoshim was daka min hadaka. Let us see Rashi, the Baal. Lemishoye memaris boy, megis boy. Shalo yikroish, she yashe ashe teyosa avedis haktoiris, kemoishe sturis beparshe. So he had to make the ktoiris before they made the hazoya. So therefore someone had to mix it. Al haroivet horevi, kol horitzpa suye shure shueis, tablois avne shayish, b'chol shure v'shure k'ruye roivet, k'sal k'dayte, the ha'mi the gemara was, tal shure revi'is, shemi pesach ha'hechel b'lifnim koma. That's the taich shel hechel, roivet revi'i shebe hechel, of the hechel. That means, shebe hechel, of the hechel, so that means you start from the pesach ha'hechel and you go in four rows, and that's where the koyin is memaris the dam. V'choyse gecholim, v'choyse sa gecholim, v'inichom, and he puts them down, ad sheyachpoin k'toyres, till he'll make chafina on the k'toyres, v'yitein l'soich ha'kaf, and then after he makes meloi chofnov, he put it into a kaf, v'achar kach yachnis kaf u'machta lifnim. B'chol yoyin, k'shechoyse gecholim mimarocho shniye shal k'toyres. We know of two maroches. There was one maroche, that was the maroche gedoyle, that was used to be makter, the tomid and all the kabonis. There was a maroche shniye shal k'toyres, that this, the purpose of this maroche was that they took gecholim from this maroche into the hechol to be makter k'toyres. Is b'chol yom k'shechoyse gecholim mimaroch ha'shniyeh shel k'toyres, v'hachnis al mizbeach ha'pnimi l'k'toyres shachas v'arvis, choyse b'shel kesef, meforash taima b'gmorah, ma'ara b'shel zov, v'yom choyse b'shel zov, v'boyay machnis taima d'yom ha'kippurim, v'kulo mishum chulshe d'koyin godo. V'yom aruko, now here it says that the handle of the machta was a long handle, Kedei sheyitain, so the Rishash makes a grace over him. Kedei sheyitain yodo lemato mizroyoi, uteizroyoi misayatoi. Meshvog wanted a tiny that Rashi means lemato mizroyoi would mean tachas royoi. That means that the handle was underneath his armpit. So the zroya is still the elbow. Then it becomes called the konin, then the yad. So by putting it underneath the armpit and putting this hand close to it, so the zroya was misayaya, carrying the machte. So memela, so that helped. That's why they had a long handle. Pras chatzimone. Moisef Moloichofnov, Shemachnis Lifnai Velifnim, Lubad Mipra Shachris Vishal Arvis, Anitin Amizbeach Apnimi. Vayoim Daka Minadake, Zush O Yamachnis Lifnai Velifnim, O Yamachzir Erev Yemekipurim, Lamachteshes Vishoichekin Hodek. Zogte Mishnah weiter. Bechol yoim kehanim oilim b'mizrochei shel kevesh v'yordim b'marovoi. Bahayoim, there's different gisos, let's just learn the gisos in our Mishnah about kein godol oile b'emtza v'yoyreid b'emtza. Ab Yehuda ima lo oilim kein godol oile b'emtza v'yoyreid b'emtza. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "B'chol yoim kehanim ha'olim lemizbeach, olim b'sfas mizrochei shel kevesh." Rashi will later say that the kevesh was 16 amos wide, and when a kohen went up on the kevesh, so he went on the mizrach side of the kevesh. He didn't go in the middle of the kevesh. He went on the edge of the, on the mizrach side of the kevesh. We'll see why soon. B'chol yom kahanim ha'olim lemizbeach. Olim b'sfas mizrochei shel kevesh. They went on the east side of the kevesh. Sheha mizrach hu liyamin ha'olim. Mizrach was on the right side of the person who's oila la kevesh. Why is it that way? Sherei ponov letzofeng she'olim b'kevesh hu b'dor. Because when they're going up the kevesh was bedroimoi shel azoreh. So going up, he's facing Tzofim. So his right side is east. And since when he went up on the Mizbeach, so he turned right. So it is not nice that he should be makiv the mizbeach shaloi retzoirech. So lechoire Rashi means as follows. The roichev hakevesh was 16 amis. Now, if he's walking up on the mizbeach, let's say for example, he's going with a chatos, so that's on the dalot kornis. So he's going to go, the first keren he's going to go is the keren mitzad mizrach. So when he goes up on the mizbeach, he is walking on the mizbeach till he reaches the keren. The Meiri says, Aloshen, that means, why should you walk? You have to get to the right side. You have to get to the Karan on the Tzad Mizrach. So why should you should walk on the Mizbeach? It's felt in the Shabbos Vostaton. It's felt in Yireh Shemayim to walk on the Mizbeach. So the closer you can get to the eastern side, you should do that. So don't walk up in the middle, and then you'll be walking on the Mizbeach till you get to the Karan Mizrachis. Start on the eastern side of the kevesh, so you're much closer to the keren. So good, whatever you have to walk, but samazay to walk extra on the mizbeach felt in Yireh Shamayim. That's what the Meiri says. And that's the Pshat and Rashi. V'kiven d'chol t'chilas p'noisev l'min, einoshe yehin makiv sh'loi l'tzorech, he should walk around the Mizbeach, sh'loi l'tzorech, v'roichev ha'kevesh sheish esrei ama oyla b'mizrech, u'makiv es ha'mizbeach l'avidosoi, and he goes around the Mizbeach l'avidosoi, v'yered l'tzat smoil b'svas meirev, also the same thing, when he's going down, don't walk more than is necessary, on the Mizbeach, so as soon as you reach the Meirev side of the Mizbeach, when you're walking down, so go down right away. Don't walk further on the Mizbeach to walk down in the middle. That was B'chol Yoyim. B'hayoyim, koyin godol marek voidoy v'chiboson shal Yisrael, shuhu shluchon, v'oysa atzmon keben bayis, v'imbo lalois le'mizbeach lahakit. So if he wants to be oyvul and mizbeach lahakim, ki goin lamatan domim tamidim umusofim ve'eloi ve'elohom, makiv es kol hakevesh letzorech v'shaloi letzorech. Before, there's a big problem in this Rashi, but before we mention the problem, so here, that's the covet of the Kohen Gadol, that means he can walk on the Mizbeach, that's the Kvoidoi, Shal Kohen Gadol, Chiboson, Shal Yisrael. Now, the Mishnah says, it's another Nekudah. The Mishnah says, now, L'chaira, the problem is the Hakofe on the Mizbeach. That means, Shaloi Letzorech, why should you walk on the Mizbeach? You have to get to the Kerem Mizrachi, so why are you walking on the Mizbeach? Start on the Kevesh, on the Tzad HaMizrach Shal HaKevesh, and walk up, and then you'll have less to walk. So, L'chaira, but the Emerson, why does he have to start on the Mizrach side of the Kevesh? Hey, for all practical purposes, he can start on the Meirev side of the Kevesh and let him go diagonally, unless there was one-way traffic going up and one-way traffic going down. I mean, it could be, but I mean, the Mishnah seems to be saying that he started off on the middle side of the Kevesh also. That means he couldn't walk in the middle. The problem over here is he's walking on the Mizbeach Shalei Letzorech. That's the Lashna Mirib, lo ya oyle be'emtza Mizbeach mishem yire shamayim. I thought perhaps, I don't know if this is 100% true, but perhaps we can say, someone once asked me a shayla, that the Pasuk says, lo yisala b'maylus al mizbechi, shaloi sigola avos cha'olov. That there's an iser of maylus by the Mizbeach, because that brings that Rashi says a chumash upset a me'en gili erve. Therefore, you need a ramp. Milas are no good. So someone once asked me a shayla. There were milas in front of the menorah. So why? So if there's an iser of milas, so why by the menorah there wasn't an iser of milas? So that's me the teretz of this kashi is I once saw Mriskerov that the emison the kevish had hilchis mizbeach. The Kevesh had Kedushas Mizbeach. Look, there'll be other things I think that could be makter on the Kevesh. Kevesh has Kedushas Mizbeach. And that's pshat in the Pasuk. Leisala b'mayleis al Mizbechi. That means the Kevesh Kufa has a Kedushas Mizbeach. So therefore there's an Issa Mayleis on the Kevesh. So could be, just like we mentioned before on the Mizbeach alone, whatever is unnecessary to walk, you don't walk. It's felt in the, you're walking on the Mizbeach. So therefore, Stamazoy to take up some mahalach on the Kevesh could also be that this is also. So therefore, he started on the Tzada Mizrachi to avoid Stamazoy, extra hiluch on the Kevesh and extra hiluch on the Mizbeach. Now let us go back to the end of Rashi, which Rashi is very schwer. Bimbo lalo isla mizbeach lahakit. If he's going up to the mizbeach lahakit, keep going. So now Rashi is saying, Misholim, when does he have to go up to the mizbeach? Kegoyin lamatan damim, tamidim, and musafim. The matan dam of the tamidim and musafim. Ve'eloi ve'el ha'om. So the Rishash Esra and Rashi, it's a pella. All these, the matan damim of the tamidim. Tamidim is shtayim shem arba. You stand on the ground. And you're zayrik. You're not oyla. The only matan dam that was lamayla, lachayr is the matan dam of achatos. But the tamidim is an oyla, and an oyla is, you're oymed ba'oritz, and you're zayrik shtayim shem arba. No, the other things which are ve'ele ve'elam, these were oylas. So, the musafim were also oylas. The chatos, there was a chatos, the soil was a chatos. But the Petrash is very schwer. So the Rishash lives by Tzachin and Rashi. Rabbi Simcha Midesve says as follows. He adds two words, and then everything is good. He says as follows: Bimbo lalo islam izbeich lahakif kigoin lematan domim dechatos. So he has one word dechatos. I hear it go up. Vahaktoras, for the haktore of the tmidim umosafin. Ve'eloi ve'el ha'om, makiv is kol hakevish l'tzeirech b'shalo l'tzeirech. So by adding these two words, which is b'rei to places, he wanted a tiny, Rav Tuvia Hamel wanted a tiny that really could be, if you're going with Rav Simcha Mides, where really you don't have to add two words, you could add a vav and a lamed ulatmidim. Then that's bemesin lerumis. But everything what Rashi is saying, kain lamatan domim ulatmidim umesof and veila veilam. So there it means already that the matan domim is one cheshbin, and the tmidim umesofim is a second cheshbin. One is for the matan domim is for the chatos, and the tmidim umesofim is for the haktorah. Yeah. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Bechol yoyim, there's a girsa in the Mishnah, v'ayoyim oylem be'emtza v'yordim. It seems that other kahanim went up with the kohen gadol, either to be mesayeya or lekvoidoi. So that's the loshon rabim. They were oylem together with him. Bechol yoyim kohen gadol mekadish yodo v'raglov minakiyah. Ayoim min hakitain shel zo. Yuda oima la oilam kain godlam akadash yoda veraglov min hakitain shel zo. The, Tseif ha-mitzvus Rav Sadye Goyin, Rav Yurchem Perlo, Zma Oire, in the Shittas ha-Rambam, Rambam Perikei, Milchus Bias Migdash, Shalachi Yud, says as follows. Mitzvah lekadesh mimei hakir. Vim kidesh me'echad mekli shoris kosher. So that says from the Rambam that it's only a bediyevet. We learn at Psaribui that other kli shoris help. But mitzvah lekadesh mimei hakir. So yes, from this Mishnah and the Rambam, he brings the Ramban and Chumash says, for dover poshet, you don't need hakir. Any klisharis is good, and he brings a raya from our Mishnah, and because this is the Kohen Gadol is Mekadosh, Bekit Nishozov. But the Rambam that says, Nitazoi, the Rambam that says, that it is a mitzvah to be Mekadosh Minakiyah, so what's that kipshat in the Mishnah? Bechol yoim hayu shom arba maroches, vahayoim chomesh. There were five maroches, divrei Rab Meir. Rab Yaisi yoim bechol yoim sholosh, vahayoim arba. Rabbi Yudaimer, Bechol Yom Shtayim, Vahayim Sholosh, Arba Maroches, Meforesh Begmor. Frag the Gemore, Boksi, Bechol Odom, Loyia, Be'oil Moit. Now, Pshat in the Mishnah was that he was Memares, Reivet HaRevi Shebeheichel, that means he went into the Heichel four rows in, so how is he allowed to be Memaris B'shas Tahaktor of the Kohen Gadol? The Kohen Gadol was Makdel of Naivel of Nim, so how can he be Memaris to Dam? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Tani Shel Heichel. That's Shel Heichel. You, not Shebe Heichel, that from the Heichel. That you started counting four rows from the Heichel. We'll see later, it's a Shaila if Mamish from the Heichel and you count it into the Ulam, or the Ulam also has a Shem Heichel, and then you start counting from Bein Ulam Le Mizbeach. But Al Kaponim, you're going in the opposite direction, you're going towards Mizrach, away from the Heichel. This is the fourth roivad from the heichel. The Gvulas Ari is Ma'ira, what is Pshat in this magic number of Reivet HaRevi? L'Cheiri says, L'Cheiri, it would have been practical to make it closer to the Heichel. That, we're speaking about the Chush of the Kohen Gadol. So let him go to, right to the first Reivet right next to the Heichel. So Memela, so the Kohen Gadol wouldn't have to carry it so far. So he says, Pshat, that they were afraid that if they'll get too close to the Heichel, the person who's Memaris the Dam might mitoch til dosa get inside the Heichel. So therefore, they belava daite. So Memela, therefore, there was an Indian to be Marchik. But he said, the most they could be Marchik was the Reivet HaRevi. Because further than that, he says, by the time the dam would come in already, the Kohen Gadol has to carry the dam and go in into the Kodesh Kadoshim, the dam would coagulate already. So, Memele, Chazal, Meshayah, this is the, I mean, there were two factors. Number one, that the Memare should not enter Betois, the Memari should not enter Betois the Heichel, so they had to be Marchikit from the Heichel, but the Yidach Gise had to be close enough that the time it will take for the Kohen Gadol to get into the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Dam will not coagulate in that time. That is the Cheshbin of the Reivet Revi Shel Heichel. Now, we had by the Machta, it's the Reivet Revi Shel Azor. The Gvuras Ari assumes, and the Taisis Yantav wants to assume also, that this was, he started cheshbening from a different place. He started cheshbening from Bein HaUlam LeMizbeach. Let's say Bein HaMizbeach LeUlam. When he got off the Kevesh, from the Mizbeach to the Ulam, he started counting Dalet Reivdim, and he put it down there. So he asks, why didn't he put it? So he assumes that this was further away. That this Reivet Revi was the same Reivet Revi, but the other way they counted this way and they counted from the Heichel, from the Zorba was the same Reivet Revi. But the Gvura Sari assumes Nitazai. He assumes that this was further away. So he asks, So why didn't they bring it closer? He said a whole shtek Torah. The reason they weren't mekarev. Why didn't they bring it close? Al kaponim till this fakir. Here there's no chash of Torah to be memaris the dam. You just take it, put it down. So put it close to the heichel. The kash is as the chulshe the Kohen Gadol, because when the Kohen Gadol, wherever it was put down, now he carried both. So he had carried the kaf and the machte after it was put down. So if we'll put down the machta closer to the heichel, so there'll be less area that he has to carry to dvarim kvedim. Like this, he's carrying a kapana mondo of a kovet. V'chayish for the chulsha the kohen gadol. He wants to say two terutz. One terutz he wants to say that einachanami, that there was, it's like it was more difficult to carry both and for on a longer distance. But le'idach he says when he took it off the mizbeach, it was burning hot. It was very, very hot. So it's much difficult to carry something that is very hot a longer distance than to carry something that is not so hot, even though Bishas will be carrying, it'll be carrying the calf also. That's one teretz he wants to say, or maybe wants to say, they made a roivet, since there was a shir roivet revi, here there was also a shir of roivet revi. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbana, v'chol odom lo'yiyah ba'oyel moed. Yochel afilu ba'zorem. That there's an Issa to be in the Azorah also. Tamad Loimah Ba'il Moyit. Issa is only in the Oil Moyit. Engli Ela Ba'il Moyit Shebe Midbar. Shiloi Ubei Seilomi Minayim. Tamad Loimah Ba'kodesh. Now let us first have the Pasuk in front of us. The Pasuk says, V'chol Odom Lo'yiyah Ba'il Moed Bevoyoy Lechaper Ba'Kodesh Ad Seisoy. So the Gemara is darshaning the Pasuk as follows. V'chol Odom Lo'yiyah Ba'il Moed. Ba'il Moed means to be memayit and azoretz muta. It'd be a different way to learn Pshat. You could learn V'chol Odom Lo'yiyah Ba'il Moed. And the Mishkan is an Issa. Beis Olam, there's no oil moyed, so Memela, there's no Issa. But the Gemara said no. That the Issa applies by in Shiloh in Beis Olam. So how do we know this? So we learn out that that was his Bevoy Lechapa Bakaydish, so the Bakaydish is going back and Layiya. Halodim Layiya Boil Moyed and Layiya Bakaydish. And another Maki Mekudish Aesis Sai Shiloh Beis Olam. Tamaloyme ba'kodesh. Ein li ela b'shas haktore. When the b'shas haktore is also. B'shas matan domim minayim, that there's also an issa. Tamaloyme b'voyay lechapa. So the drosh is chalod mo yibay al moyed, and then ba'kodesh. And then is, and then is b'voyay lechapa is going on matan domim. Ainly ella biknisosoi bitsiyosoi minayim. Talmud loimer atseisoi. That one is not permitted to be in the oil moyed atseisoi. So the Gvur Sari explains that what does atseisoi means, even though there's a machlikis, another place we say adva adbachlal, advale adbachlal, he says, but over here, it is adva adbachlal, because pshat and posik is, Bevoyoy lechapa, v'chalodim l'yibay al-moyed, bevoyoy lechapa means, kol zman kapore, one should not be in the oil moyed. Bevoyoy lechapa doesn't mean when he's coming in. Bevoyoy lechapa means, from bevoyoy lechapa, kol zman kapore. So atzeisoy means till he leaves. That means, filu he finished with the kapore, but till he leaves the kodesh kodoshim, one is not permitted to be in the oil moyed. That's atzeisoy. V'chiper badoy uva'ad beisoy uva'ad kol kahal Yisrael. Kaporosoy keidemes lekaporas beisoy. Kaporas beisoy keidemes lekaporas ochiva kehanim. Kaporas ochiva kehanim keidemes lekaporas kol kahal Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. Then we'll see the Tesis Shishonim to understand what this means. Yochel af b'chol azorna yodam oimik shekoyim maktik teiris lefnai v'lefnim? No, it says b'yol moed. Ein li elo b'shas aktoros k'teiris l'kami meforosh shmai mashma. How do you know we're speaking about aktoros k'teiris? Habe oimer, let's get the writer. Now, what is pshat in kaparosoi k'idemes l'kaporas beisoi? Kaparos Basis, Kedemus Kaparos Ochi Bakahanim, Kaparos Ochi, Kedemus Kaparos Kokal Yisrael. So the Rishonim which in Zich, so let us see the taste of Shishonim. Kaparos Ochi, Kedemus Kaparos Basis, Vitaimoi. Balinasis Havoide Akil Babasachas. Pasha was speaking about the Ktairis. Umosai Kaparos Rishin, Umosai Kaparos Shaini. That means that this pasuk is im einay inyan. It's not speaking about Yom Kippurim. It's speaking about when the par koyin Mashiach and par helam dovo. So par helam dovo was a korban tzibur. Par koyin Mashiach was a korban for the koyin gobel. So we learn out from over here, kaparosa kaidemus lo kaparish al klal yisro. That's the main inyan. Lahochi tzorech haikro. Yeah, so that's when, that is one mahalach. In main inyan, it's going to be magdim the parkein and mashiach, the parhelem dova. Frekter ach kaparosa kaidemus lo kaparos ochi vakahanim lo yosu shapir. So what's that kaparos ochi v'kahanim? The whole pasuk is telling us that the par koyin Mashiach is koyin the par helam dovo. Chel kaparos beisai. V'yav amrin in the linyan vidi shel par mayri. Maybe it's speaking about the vidi of the par. Tneu inyan l'shom osi shaper. So then it would be good. Shesorich leim etchila aniyu beisi. The first vidui on the par was aniyu beisi. Ne'am am kedei shecho. Kim lehoye posek, hoye lo lahaske bepam shniye, shifto etchila. This is also shver. So where do you have klal yisrael? On the par, he wasn't, lashim metzarif the soil, that means, and the vidui of the par was first himself. The second time was the kahanim, and the third time was by the soyer was shall call you soil. The Gvura Sari wants to say a pshat, lula divrei rishonim. He brings a gemara in Zvachim that Bemison, that a kolben lemitzvah has to be geshochten l'shem bailam. That's l'shem bailam is that's one of the lishmol l'shem hazebach l'shem bailam. Gemara says that stam is also kosher. But he says that it's not, that stam is kosher, and they made a takon attacker, you should be mechashev stam, and I come out kilkulim. But he says, but meikir adin le mitzvah, there's a zikha mitzvah to be mechashev for the bailam. So he wants to say that when the Kohen Gadol brought in the ktoiris into the kodesh kadoshim, he said, Hinani Muchan Mizumin Lahakter Akteris, the Bailam was the Kohen Gadol, Beisoi, Ochiva Kahanim, and Kol Yisrael. And there was a Seder, Fakert, that before he was Makter the Kteris, so Klal Yisrael was the Bailam on the Kteris, it was a Kolben Tzibur. So, but the Seder was not a Makter for Klal Yisrael, you Makter, there was a Seder for the Kohen Gadol, for myself, in Beisoy, in Ochiv HaKahanim, and then Kol Yisrael. That's how he wants to say Pshat, Lahagdim. Kaparosei Kedemus L'Kaparos Beis. In the Haskore of the L'Shem, Mi Hu Makter, that was the Seder. Omar Ma, let us first see Tosfos. Zuk Tosfos B'Shiloi U'Beis Olamim Minayim. So we have here a ribui that in Shiloh in Beis Olamim there's also an Issa to be in the Heichel B'Shas the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh Kadosh. So we need a limut. V'chiyai gavna amrina lekama b'perik ha'itziyuloi gabi ma'ala oshon that the Ktoiris that have ma'ala oshon also ainli Ela in Libel Moyed, Bishil Bay Salomi Minai. So by stories what you can only know one from the other. Bepeirik, Shnei Siri, Tanya, Bam Midbor, says three times, then Hamid Bora, L'rabbeis noiv v'givayin shiloi ubei selomim. That's speaking about the soil azazel, that each one has a besunder ribui. There was a soil azazel that was sent to the midbar. Perek sheni de soite gaba afar soite min ha'ofar ashiye bekarka mishkan. That's the karka mishkan. Koma shiloi ubei selomim minayin. Noch adroshe. So this we see, it's very consistent. So it seems that we do not learn out one from the other. Beperek beis de shvuos to come out, bichdei migdosh ikri mishkan, um mishkan ikri migdosh, leima oyidi vidi mishkan oyidi vidi migdosh, alme, afal gav de migdosh ikri mishkan, um mishkan ikri migdosh, itzrech treikroi, you still need two psukim, chad le migdosh vachad le mishkan. That means even though one is called, they're interchangeable, like Miri Me'adodi. Azim Eistachois. So, Shalom al Yisrael, they're called, both are called Mishkan, both are called Mikdash, Abal Kaponim, you don't know one from the other. V'koshe, the Bepeire Kame Dachulim, Gabishonim Shepoislam Belevim, Koma Yochel Af Beshiloi Ubei Selomim, okay, that it should pass also. Talmud Loimel, so it says, Lavid Avoidas, Adrosha. So what is the Gemara saying in Chulam? That without a miut, I would say, it applies by the Mishkan, who then applies by Beis Olamim also. So, but there's a miut that tells it only applies by the Mishkan. So this already is a different pattern than what we had before. Before we said you can't learn out one from the other. And here it's five says you could learn out. Nira Beferish a miut. Mankash, beperkame de erevin, shlomim she shochton koidem psiches dalsei sehechel. Psulim, that, not only the apostle, the shlomim apostle, if they were geshochton koidem psiches dalsei sehechel. Fregte gemore bemigdosh minolon. So the gemore answers, ashkechon migdosh te ikri mishkon. So memele, so you learn out one from the other. Here again, we see that we learn out Mikdash Nikre Mishkan, so Mamela, that makes we learn out one from the other. V'yeshloima Bahida Erevin, Sheme Ike Shum Posek Lahashvais Mikdash Le Mishkan Lahi Milse. It's another Posek. Maybe there's another pasuk. It's very, I don't really understand Taisvis. I mean, the Gemara says this drasha migdash ikri mishkan, but the Gemara said in Shvuas. And that doesn't mean anything Taisvis says. There's another pasuk, so why didn't the Gemara bring the other pasuk? V'chein b'per kama d'chulin, there's also another pasuk. There's ribuyim that we'd be marbe shonim should pasul by beis olamim also. Now he has shver, as ribuyim, so now we have a miut, so why do you need the ribu in the miut? A boss of the maitin and shile beis elomim, was look here, I see posik, ledrosh achit. It means of other psukim, which it would seem that they're marbe beis elomim like mishkan, so therefore we have a miut. So now we know that these other psukim are not coming for this. Vriva goras peperik sheini dishvuis, trei kroi lomali. The Gemara asked, why do you need two psukim? If I can't migdash ikri mishkan and mishkan ikri migdash, so why do you think I need two psukim? One for migdash, migdai, migdash ikri mishkan, mishkan ikri migdash, so why do you think I need two psukim? One for migdash and one for mishkan. So from the way the reverse geiris and shvu is, so koponim, the Gemara's, which hold you don't need a ribuy, is very good. Trei kroi lomali. Veli nire, afal gav de migdash ikri mishkan, afal ohochi and fakert, migdash ikri mishkan, so fakert means that they have the same alochis. Afal ohochi bahi de shvuis, da airi le inyin tume, salke daitach amina lechalik binay. That by other alochis could be migdash and mishkan have the same alochis. Like Shlomim Sheshachtam Kaidim Psicha Sahechel, there'll be the same din. Alf Migdash Ikre Mishkam. No, by Tume, I would think that there's a difference. Given the chalukim hein linyan tumim. Because the emes the chalukim linyan tumim. Why? Because of migdish, hava mine dinu de tome shenichtas la migdish chayiv, sheri isuray isar oilom. Migdash, the mokim became a kudish. Afilu boso de nofel mechitze, even Hittais says that afilu the mechitzes abayis are not oimid, Chayovin al hamokim mishum tume. Is the kedushas hamokim. So the iser lovi betume is not toich hamechitzes. It's an iser on the mokim. Avol so memele there's a kedushas hamokim. Avol b'mishkan la'acher shenosu misham upirku b'midu b'mokimach ein chayovin al mekoymai horish. So faker, so there, the iser is teich hamechitzes. It's there's two isurei tume. That means the two different types of isurim. One is an iser, one is not permitted to be metame the mokim. The mokim became this kaddish. So one is not permitted to be metame the mokim. That's the iser of beis elamim. And by mishkan, there's no din kedushas hamokim, because, that's a kedusha of teicha mechitzes. The mechitzes were mekadish the area. You fold up the mechitzes as garnish. Because of mishkan, so memele, it's two different. The iser tum is on two different inyanim. We kill now one from the other. Because of mishkan, av mina dini shechay v'olov fish and nimshach b'shemen amishcha. The mechitzes were nimshach b'shemen amishcha. Ve'osa ligaboy betume. Afilu kshu mefurik. So memele, the mechitzes alone have a kedusha. There's a kedusha's mechitzes. Avul avnei heichel shenoshu muta ligabem betume. After it fell out, so there's no kedusha atzmi. So if it's not functioning and it's more as a mechitzes amokim, you're allowed to touch a betume. So memele, so that is why, so by tume, bedavke, You need limudim. By Saita, Mishim Davke Krob Eloshin Tume, Perceive the Nister of a Hidden Itmo, Vachol Hilche Sofik Tume Gamrine Misaita. So somehow the Torah gave Saita Hilche Tume, the Halchis Akadai Tachamine, keep the Migdosh. Or Mishkan Chalukim Linyan Tume, Kedaporech Linyan, Kedaprishis Linyan Tume, Saita Nami Yechiluk Benayim. Veteida, you think this is a far-fetched thing I'm saying, Tiny Time with Disi Ben Yehuda. The Matzrich Krol Rabbi Shile Yebei Salomi. Yeah, Midapoli Galei Hosam Isi Ben Menach, Voma Inei Tzoret, Kalvo Chaymo. Or Ma Betumis Kalois, Loichilik Akosu Ben Shile Yebei Salomi. I have a posik now. I mean, Taisa said, I have a mean that it would be mechalik, but Lamai said there's a posik by Tume Gufe that the Yisrael, the Lovei Betume in the Mishkan and Mikdush are the same. So he says that Kal Vachoyme, so Madach by Tume Kalu lechilik HaKosu, Yishach Hamur lechilishkin, Perish Tume Skalis, Hanichnes leMishkan, Mikdush Tume Zaguf, Chayiv Koras HaTavayu. Aval Gavdi Yeshchilik Beinem Kedefrish, Zabalochi Hishma Oysam Linyan Koras Hanichnes Lam. Taisa says why you need two psukim, but after you have two psukim, so now we know that they're the same. Shema, yeah. Mishemai chilek and yirelei lechalek, because now I have already the Torah was medama both of them. Now, why do I have two psukim, a different psukim by the soil azos? Lo midbo hamidbo sakdai tchamine davke b'mishkin shay yisrael b'midbo. Smuchin lemidbo. So then there's a din you take to sell azazel lemidbo. But when they were beyishuv, maybe you don't take it to a midbo. So that's why there you need a special pasuk. Kedemala osham mishum dechsi bulkro arin. So arin by stachois as after by arin it is that way. That was bisman hamishkan. Bahai kro deshmaita. Why by here we have a special pasuk that there's an iser. There's an Israel to be in the oil moed in the Mishkan when the Kohen is doing the void of the Kodesh Kadoshim. And there's an Israel in the Beis Elamim. Sakadaitach mina mishum dechsiv oil moyet. Here it says oil moyet, oil laikre oil moyet, ela ba midbo. The mishkan was called oil moyet. Umikra yeseiru, do habetzach lamichtabal of chodim laiye bevoye lechapa bekaidish. Sakadaitach mina da osla mute shila bei salomim. Ubosa de mabina shila bei salomim, oil moyet de kosvachman, oil mute azores itzarech. That azore it is mutter. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Oma mar, ein li ella bishas aktore. So the Gemara learned out, how do you know that bishas matan domim also? So we learned out, Bevoyu lechapa. Bevoyista is pashta the cross speaking about Shas Aktora. Where do you see that the pasuk is speaking about Shas Aktora? My mashma, Omar Rove, v'chein Omar Rabbi Yitzchok bar Rabdimi, v'chein Omar Rabbi Loza, Omar Krob, v'chiper badoi, v'ad beisoi, v'ad kol kahal Yisrael. Eize kapore sheshov lo yule beisoi, lochi v'kahanim v'chol kahal Yisrael, Have you ever ze haktores haktores? He says like this by the kaporas domim. So the kahanim when a skaper with the damapor, and the israelim when a skaper with the soil azozel. So they didn't have one kapore. Where do we have one kapore that wasn't the ktores? All were skaper with the ktores. Frag the gemore. Okteres mechaperes. Okteres mechap, okteres mechap in. Tatoni Rab Hananye, lomadnu lokteres mechaperes, shenema vayitenes okteres, vayechaper aloom. Vetone dve Rabbi Shmuel, amar okteres mechaperes, aloshen horo. Yovoidovo shebechashoi, vayechaper al maise chashoi. Let us see Rashi. Have you aim as a actoris ktoiris? Dilu matn domim ein shove bekulum. It's not one kapore. Shapar mechapa olo bala kahanim. Vasoir al Yisrael. And this is one kapore loshen hore, ki de koirech loshen hore hu, tersiv atem emisem es am Hashem, ostam loshen hore bachashoyu. The Guru Sari asks a kasha from a Gemara in Zvochim. The Gemara in Zvochim that Peiches Hamed Bey says, Mil is Machapel Aloshen Hora. Minayin, Amar Bachanine, Yovoi Dovo Shebekel, Viechape Al Keul, Al Keul Ra. So the Mil, the Pamoinim, had a Keul, so that's Machapel on Aloshen Hora. Fregt die Gemorre, Kteures is mechaper aloshen hore, a Gemorre, ja, bedove bechashoi, vechaper meise chashoi. And for the Gemorre, hobe zine, hobe faresje. That means, there's two, aloshen hore, bezine, so Kteures is mechaper, ja, bedove bechashoi, vechaper meise chashoi. He says, the Mekoyer, that Ketores is Mechapa Loshen Hore, is from Aaron by the Maisa of Koyrech, Vayitenes Ketores, Vayechaper Alom. He says there, the Posik says, Vayeloinu Kol Adas Pnei Yisrael, Vihibi Koyer Loom. That Loshen Hore, that was Iche Bekoyer, that wasn't Bechashoi. Ganz klar Yisrael, Atem Amitem Eskal Hashem. So Memele, so he doesn't understand. He says he was marich someplace else, but this is what he's moira. Now, why is Kteiris called Bachashoi? Let us see the bottom Tesvus Yishonim. Yovei Dovo Shebachashoi Teimel Rivo. Mimahu bachashoi yoiso mimatn domim. Shegam shom Persian. Why this is a Pers? The doichikli lefore shemandomim hoyamoine achas achas va'achas achas shestayim. So that wasn't bachashoy. That was yeah. Avokteiras hayelagamri b'shtike. So that's schwer. So he wants to say v'yeshloim et afal gav the matn domim nami bachashoy. Bekomakim shaper al kteiras yovedove shebachashoy. Sherei ein kaparosim mefureshes al ma kemoi b'matn domim shekaparosan mefureshes l'dova echad kach pesher abolchonim. That's when it says b'chashoy means the pasuk does not say on what it's mechaper. The matn domim vayisi said that tumis migdash v'kadosha, but here it doesn't say what it's mechaper. That's called the chashoy. I saw in Rabbi Ruchem Perlo wants to say it's a different pshat. In the Dova Bachashoi, he wants to say that Be'emison, that V'chol Odom Lo'yiyah Bo'il Moyed, when the Kohen Gadol was being makta the Ketores, so he says the Geder is Chashoi Shetzorich HaMaktir Lirois Sh'lo'yiyah Shum Odom Shom. So he says that that's pshat, that the Kohen, there was mutl on the Kohen Gadol to see that no one was in the Heichel, b'shas he went into the Kodesh Kadoshim. So that means that he should do the avoida when no one is there. It's a seder of how the haktorah has to be. The Torah has to be with no one around. That's Mechapa on Lashon Hora that is also said that they're careful to make sure that it is said when no one is around.